Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network today and every day at this same hour. From coast to coast, those toasty beaches of Florida, all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, and every state in between, including parts unknown, as Randy Savage, the wrestler, used to say. Ooh, yeah. I have no idea where that came from. It just kind of came out. It's going to be one of those days. The anger level has been kicked up another notch again today. What does the Confederate flag and Southern Confederate history have to do with guns? Let me tell you something. You had better be paying attention. They are trying to wipe out history, and they are going to come after your firearms. I will get into greater detail with that with my guests. We have got a great hour lined up for you today. Lee Williams. Just got off an email with Lee Michaels. Lee Williams, the gun writer at Sarasota Herald Tribune, will be with me in just a second, so hold tight. And he basically wrote my whole show for me and doesn't even know it yet. And I know he's listening, and he's thinking, this could be interesting. Because great radio is a conversation that you get to hear between two like minds on this program that talk about the same things you talk about when you're at the range or when you're out to dinner or maybe out having a cold beer after work or whatever it is you do, or sitting by your campfire or sitting by your charcoal grill relaxing after a long day or a long week. And it's comforting, I know, to know that there are like minds. I feel the same way when I hear people talking about things that matter to me. It's comforting to know that. But there are two things that I need to remind you of today. There is no but in the Second Amendment. I opened up, I think, three shows this past week with, I support the Second Amendment, but I'm a big supporter of gun rights. I'm a hunter, but I support the Second Amendment, but, you know, or however. No, there is no but in the Second Amendment. Period. And the entire Confederate flag flap is getting worse by the minute. And I'm going to go right to my guest, the gun writer, Lee Williams, Sarasota Herald Tribune. You can read everything he writes at thegunwriter.blogs.heraldtribune.com. Just Google the gun writer and he pops right up. Lee, welcome to the show, my brother. A lot to talk with you about it, about all day today. What's going on, my friend?
Thanks, Mark. Great to be back. Privileged to be back.
You don't know it yet, but you wrote the whole show today. You made my life really simple today because you have a column that you put out on July 8th, A Peek Inside My Second Amendment Toolbox.
Yeah.
We're going right down the list today, pal, plus a couple other things that you've recently written about that matter, too. But number one on your list is something that I've been saying for the last, three or four days. Sean in Dallas, do you have a mic on, my friend?
Yes.
I think, how many times have I opened up the program, both the Sunday Monster Show and this one over the last few days, with there's no butt in the Second Amendment? It's been a number of times, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a number of times, but we've been saying that for years.
Yeah, it's taken center stage here over the last few days, Lee. And when I looked at your blog today, A Peek Inside My Second Amendment Toolbox, number one says, any buts, as in, I support the Second Amendment, but we don't compromise or equivocate our support of the Second Amendment, period. Please explain that in your words, what that means to you.
I've heard it so many times by FUDs, by wannabe gun owners or politicians trying to curry favor from our groups. I support the Second Amendment, but, and then look out, because whatever follows after that but is definitely does not support the Second Amendment. You can't equivocate, as I said, and there is no but in the Second Amendment. When you hear one, you know what's coming next is going to be bad, and it's the posers, it's the wannabes, it's those trying to ingratiate themselves with the 80 million gun owners out there. That's my
take. Well said. trying to ingratiate themselves with the 80 million. I'm going to up that 20 million and say 100 million, okay?
Sure.
All right. The reason being is because I think that number is greater. Let me go there. Let's dance there for just a second, if you would. Because if someone called me to take a poll today to ask me about my firearms ownership, here's what they'd get.
Yeah.
So the estimate is all over the board, but I believe it's far greater for that very reason than most people think it is. And that estimate ranges anywhere from, like you said, 80 million on up to 120 million. And I'm going to bet you it's higher than that. A lot of people just don't want to admit it for a lot of different reasons.
There's never been a good way to gauge firearms ownership because, like you said, I'm not going to discuss my firearms with somebody I don't know, certainly not over the phone.
Yeah, with somebody you don't know in today's robo-call day and age, I can't tell you how many of them I got today. And you know what I did? Hey, here's some great advice. I don't know if you can still do it. I got a Google Voice number, and I use that for screening calls. And whenever I see one come into that number, bye. Because anybody who knows me knows my number. Anyway, let's move away from that for just a second, but go back to the Second Amendment butt. I love talking about Grady Judd when you're on the show because he's right down the road from you.
Yes, he is.
He's trying desperately to make a name. He's been successful doing it, and I love a lot of the work he's doing. He's, to me, I go after him because of his position on the Second Amendment, which is I support the Second Amendment. Nobody supports the Second Amendment more than me, but open carry has no place in a civilized Florida. You don't support crap, Grady Judd, because you clearly don't get it, okay? So it's fun to go after him, but he's notorious for saying that, isn't he?
Yeah, and other sheriffs are too. I support the Second Amendment, but I'm not going to sign your Form 4 so you can have a short barrel rifle or a suppressor. It's commonplace, unfortunately, even in a good gun state like Florida.
How good of a gun state is Florida right now?
I'd say we're number one, but I am a little partial, as you know, and as you are, too. I was talking to a guy, for the spokesman for Silencer Co. yesterday, and was kind of miffed to find out that Texas is beating us in terms of suppressors bought from the firm, and we're number two. But, hey, we'll catch up. It's early.
Where do you put Arizona in comparison to Florida? Now, because, you know, I came from Florida.
I know.
Here, where I sit now, and I left a state that had, I would argue, between Florida and Arizona, the two greatest gun law states in the country at the time. And I came to a place that was a decade behind. And a group by the name of Georgia Carey made short work of fixing the problems here in this state. And I'm going to say put this state about 20 years ahead of Florida right now. And open carry is the one issue that I think outranks Florida now, and it's a movement that's growing across the country. And Florida, in largest part, because of Grady Judd, is lagging desperately behind. Is there any movement afoot here? And I know Sean Coran and Florida Carry is doing everything they can. This is the importance, ladies and gentlemen, of the grassroots movements in action. But are they gaining any ground on this, I support the Second Amendment, but open carry doesn't have any place in Florida?
I think you're going to see, and this is speculation, but we've had a couple of serious encounters in this state. We just had a gentleman accosted on the pier, on the fishing pier up in Tampa. Florida's law states that if you've got a fishing pole in your hand, you can open carry. And a couple of Tampa police officers snuck up on him, and one guy approached him from behind and actually put his hand on his firearm, which was displayed openly. The gentleman turned as he's going for his backup, realizes it's a uniformed police officer, and stopped. Florida Carry has filed suit against Tampa PD and all the officers that were involved in the city of Tampa over the incidents because they didn't let him go. They put him in his car. They took his firearms. They searched his vehicle. They found a third firearm, ran the serial numbers, and then to make matters worse, they issued a trespass warning. So he wasn't welcome back on the fishing pier, the public fishing pier in Tampa, for up to a year. Of course, that's since been dropped, and they've apologized, but depriving a man of his constitutional rights and then saying, I'm sorry. I mean, you don't get a mulligan, hence the suit from Florida Carry. So it's those type of incidents, those encounters between law enforcement and legal open carriers who are fishing, which I think will lead to I think you'll see it coming up soon on ballots and in bills.
I hope you're right about that. It's the one issue in a state that set in motion, regardless of where you are listening to Lee and I right now at this moment in time, it was Florida in 1987 that set in motion, in most part, for the most part, the laws that you enjoy wherever you are across the country today with their landmark 1987 concealed carry law. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there yelling at me right now. The Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit, and I don't disagree with you. You're absolutely correct. But these are the steps we have to take to get there. Unfortunately, we have well-funded enemies. So hats off for Florida for that back in 87. I'm talking with Lee Williams, the gun writer at the Sarasota Herald Tribune. A lot more to go. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I just want you to know that as I'm talking with you right now, and this is my favorite part of every day, is the opportunity to spend this time with you here on this program, talking to you about the things that matter to us as people who respect and love and enjoy our freedoms in America, particularly our right to keep and bear arms. But St. Louis police are right now involved in a manhunt for about three different people. There was an ambush shooting of a police officer in St. Louis. And there is a bonehead standing at the scene holding a sign that says, "How does it feel? How does it feel now?" What does that make you think? How do you feel? How do you feel about that going on in your country when we have a president of the United States who has yet to make a comment or contact the family of that young woman in San Francisco, murdered in cold blood by one of his sanctuary city illegal aliens? How does that make you feel as a peaceable, law-abiding American citizen? That's a fascinating question. We'll dive into that on the Sunday show. I hope you tune into that. Sheriff David Clark, our friend who's been on this program and the weekend show, is discussing it now. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe we'll be able to bring him back next week to discuss that entire incident. Lee Williams, Sarasota, the gun writer. I'm angry about that. And I know you are, too. And when you hear stuff like that, what does it make you feel? How do you feel about that?
Disgusted. Thoughts and prayers to the officer's family. Horrified that somebody would take advantage of that type of situation, and even more horrified that somebody would broadcast that warped message out to millions of viewers. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's a great point. As a journalist, let me ask you this in this perspective. As a journalist, how does it make you feel to know that news organizations are actually giving this guy publicity? My God.
Well, as a print journalist, there's a gulf between print journalists and TV journalists. Nothing TV does surprises me, especially the national TV. I'm not surprised. As a print journalist and somebody who takes our ethics seriously, it guides everything I do, even on my gun blog. I'm disgusted, but I'm not surprised. It's go for the sensation, go for the drama, go for the agony and the misery, and beam it out. Because it's all about ratings. I find it disgusting. I would never have shown that in a story. And I know the photojournalists I work with here, including my wife, who's a photojournalist with 30 years' experience, would never show that. That's disgusting. That officer's been slain or injured. It's terrible. It makes me sick.
It's a war on police.
Yeah, exactly. A sanctioned
and
war
I,
on police.
It is. What did you call it?
Sanctioned. It's been sanctioned at the highest levels.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a topic for another program in and of itself. But you just went there and you hit that nail on the head, and I'm glad you did. You're right. It is a sanctioned war. And when we have a White House involving themselves in local matters like Michael Brown, like the Boston that resulted in the beer summit, calling the police officers stupid, injecting themselves in the Trayvon Martin, if I had a son. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the President of the United States, who has failed, whose Department of Homeland Security Director, Jay Johnson, doesn't even know their names. It is despicable. It's disgraceful what's happening in this country today. And anybody with common sense, anybody who can think rationally, knows that. So, again, that is, I'm glad you went there. Thank you for bringing that up. All right, Lee, let's move on to something else. This is a very dangerous topic in the sense that it's unfolding before our eyes. And I'm talking about the Confederate flag. And I will preface it with this. I don't care how you feel about the flag itself. That's not what we're talking about here. So those of you who are too ignorant and don't understand that, just change the dial. You're not intelligent enough to understand the depth of this conversation. Having said that, the folks that are coming after the flag are, in fact, using that as a symbol to come after our culture. Not, and I say our culture, not doesn't make any difference, Lee, where you live. You can be born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, and die in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Southern culture is part of your culture as an American citizen. It is part of your history. And they are actively attempting to wipe it out right now. The NAACP in Atlanta, Georgia, not far from these Crossbreed Holster studios, is actively pushing now to sandblast the Stone Mountain carvings. The media's on it. They're giving it legs. And I've said over the last 2 to 3 weeks that this is what they're going to do. When they're done whitewashing this part of American history, they're going to use the same technique to come after your guns. Would you care to give us your thoughts on that topic to kind of tie that together as well?
Well, I agree with you. I don't care where you lie on the Southern, the Confederate flag issue, whether you think it's racist, whether you think it's history. The tactics that they use to remove the flag, I think, will be mirrored in the way they will go after guns. It's incident outrage and focus attention through national media toward one specific objective. And if you remove flag and insert gun, I think you're going to see exactly the same tactics marshaled by friendly folks in the mainstream media, and which, by the way, is the reason the flag is down, obviously. But on a personal level, I mean, we have Confederate cemeteries here less than a mile from the paper. Are we supposed to remove the headstones?
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. In fact, you know what? Yeah, you should. Probably. We want to wipe that part of our history out. We certainly don't want to allow the sons of Confederate veterans to place the small Confederate flags at their graves.
Yeah. And it seems to me there's another group going around. It's not in this country, but in another one on the other side of the world that's trying to remove history and statues and icons. Although it's not the Confederate war dead, it'd be to, I guess, the Hittite war dead. ISIS is removing monuments and statues thousands of years old, and it's eerily similar. You can't remove history. History's history. You should understand it. Understand what it was like in that period of time. Understand what it was like here in Florida in the 1900s. I study it, but don't remove it. A big difference between a symbol flying on top of a state capitol and actual history. And yeah, I think we will see these exact type of tactics repeat themselves now that they're very well and better refined.
Here's what you're going to hear, Lee. You're going to hear this. Well, perfect timing. I appreciate that. We'll carry it to the break. I'll leave you with this thought as we go to the break. And that is, this is a part of our history that has no place in modern America. We must move forward. We must remove this. And we must move forward. We must use this as an example and move forward to come together. And you said replace flag with guns. Guns have no place in modern America. We must remove them and we must go forward. This is the tactic they are going to use. You better be paying attention to this. Don't ignore this. It is the same group coming after American history that is going to come after your guns. It's the same group. Armed American Radio continues back with Lee Williams, the gun writer, right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You walk into any gun shop in any state, all 57 of them. 50, really. I think it was Obama said 57. Or Biden. He'd say something like that. Walk into any gun shop in any state. Tell that dealer you want to purchase a firearm without a background check. Walk into any gun show in any state in this nation, all 57 of them, and tell the dealer set up at the table that you want to buy that gun right there that he has a special show price on, and you want to buy it at that gun show without a background check, because that's what everybody's been telling you, that you can go to gun shows and buy guns without a background check. Lee, what will happen to you if you do that?
You'll be shown the door, and rightfully so. I bought dozens of guns at gun shows and always had a background check because everybody's an FFL. Everybody's a dealer. Yeah, there are some guys who are selling stuff from their private collection, and Florida is one of those states where we don't regulate that, thank God, type of personal personal deal, private sale. But there are states I know north of here that do. These are some of the myths that have come up, and I'm still looking for that website. You know that website where you can buy guns and just give your credit card number, and they'll send you one right to your house without a background check?
Yeah, I'm looking for that internet sale, too. I'm looking for that internet seller, too. And I'm still looking for some of those grenades and the boxes of them. I can't find them at any gun show I've ever attended. And the other thing, too, the Suncoast gun shows are
predominantly probably the ones that you've attended down there. I went to many of them, many of them, more than I can count over the years. And I've probably been to every single one there was as a resident down there at the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa off 301. Dozens and dozens and dozens of dealers down there. And I've never bought a gun at a gun show from any of them. And I've traded in many and bought and sold a few down there. I've gotten a background check every single time. I personally wouldn't buy a gun from someone who approached me and said, "Hey, I'm got a Glock for sale. Do you want to buy it?" No, I don't know you. I don't know if the firing pin's bad. I don't know the history of the gun. I'm going to buy it from the dealer over here just because I don't know you. That's just a product business decision on my part.
And lately, I haven't been buying guns at shows. We have so many good dealers here in the Sarasota area that are so much cheaper than some of the prices you're going to find at the shows. I get a better deal walking into a gun shop than I can a gun show.
Yeah. Who's the dealer? Who's the big dealer down there?
Bullet Hole in Sarasota, which is the oldest gun shop in the state of Florida. That's still
Bullet Hole. I love those guys. Those guys sponsor my weekend program. I've done book signings there. They're wonderful down there. And on Dolphin and Orange, I think, they're on the corner there.
They just moved.
Right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. Beautiful store.
Yeah, really, really nice place. They're great people if you're in the area, head down there. Okay, so that leads me then to the mythical gun show loophole. As you said, you've bought dozens of firearms there. So I want to phrase it this way. If I buy a car in my driveway, or if I buy a gun in my driveway from my neighbor who wants to sell it to me, is that the driveway loophole?
I might have to use that in a future story. That's a great way to look at it.
It's a private sale.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nobody's business. It's like buying a lawnmower from your neighbor. Does that thing have to be federally recorded? No.
Well, I think when we go to background checks, I don't remember where. I think it might have been Alan Corwin, the great Alan Corwin over at gunlaws.com. He's got a new page 9 out, by the way. If you've never seen it, do yourself a favor and head over to gunlaws.com. I would advise you to connect with Alan Corwin and get on his list and read that amazing report that he puts out about, on average, depending on how busy he is, about once a month. Page 9. It's great stuff. But I think it was Alan who said, he reminded us, Lee, that the background check brouhaha that we're hearing now from the anti-gunners and the freedom haters in this country is nothing more than the complete ban on the private sale of firearms, period, because it involves federal intervention on any transaction. Is that fair statement?
It'd kill private sales. I couldn't agree more. It would be a ban.
All right, you go down here. I love this. I said you wrote the show today. It's wonderful. For the children, if it save just one child,
yeah, I'm so
it will have all
that.
Been worth it. Why?
I'm so sick of hearing that. That is, as I said, that's the default browser of the anti-gun movement. Well, it's for the children. Of course, they never mention ever what the gun industry is doing and has done to protect the kids. I'm so proud of Marion Hammer, former NRA president, current NRA board member, president, executive director of the Unified Sportsmen of Florida. She's our state resource. She started the Eddie Eagle program. The Eddie Eagle program, which is put out by NRA and has trained and taught gun safety to millions of kids, that began here in Florida. Never gets a mention. Nor does NSSF Works, great works at providing gun locks. None of that is mentioned. It's just it's another word. It's doublespeak for a ban. It's all they want. Let's ban.
It's interesting.
Keep the kids safe.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is it's every town for gun safety. Gun safety is the new phony language, English language hijack. This is the new hijacked term, gun safety. What does gun safety mean to you, Lee, as a journalist who is known around America, very well known around America as the gun writer? When you hear the word gun safety come from a group, what does that mean to you?
It's doublespeak. It means compromise. It means gun safety in their estimation. It means they are going to be the ones who are going to determine what is safe and what is not. For me, gun safety is in a closet in my house. It's a safe. And my guns I'm not using are in the safe. The ones I have out to carry or around the house are well concealed. That's my impression of gun safety. That's my definition of gun safety. For them, it's doublespeak for compromise, and they want to be determined. They want to be the ones to determine what guns are safe. And for them, the safest gun is one that's about ready to head into a bandsaw.
Gun safety, yeah. Every town for gun safety. Gun safety. I am still looking to take one of their gun safety classes.
Oh, I think you should.
Haven't found it yet. If you find it, would you take it with me? Would you join me for that course?
Yeah, I think the paper would gladly pay for me to fly up to wherever you can find one. In the meantime,
I gotta tell you,
Eddie Eagle everywhere down here.
Let's talk about Eddie Eagle quickly. I'm glad you brought that up. The NRA is just an organization that, if you're a gun owner and you're not a member of the NRA, that's a mistake in my book. I use this example all the time. Leah, I'm sure you'll agree with me. My wife and I, the biggest thing that people have a problem with the NRA is they don't agree with something they did politically. They supported Harry Reid. Yeah, they did support Harry Reid as a single-issue organization at that time. They supported Harry Reid. They do not support Harry Reid anymore. Harry Reid made sure of that. Back when the Democrats, during the 2008 elections, came out as the progressive, leftist, communist, Marxist, sympathizing party, those of us with heads screwed on, right, have always known they've always been. And they don't support them. So, go ahead.
I get that, too. I get people take pot shots at NRA all the time. And my counter is this. Name one organization. I don't care if it's a nonprofit, a for-profit, a government agency. Name one organization in which you support everything that they've ever done or everything they're doing right now. Yeah, NRA has taken some positions I don't like. And I'm sure they've taken some positions some of your listeners don't like, too.
Of course.
You know what? Overall, 99.9% of the time, they're the ones that are doing the most for gun owners.
You wouldn't have a Second Amendment right today, enjoyed today, if it wasn't for the National Rifle Association, period. That's just a fact. You've got to be a member. Where I'm going with that is right back into the Eddie Eagle program. Marion Hammer, smallest giant I've ever known. She is an amazing woman. She's been a guest on this show. We'll try to get her back in the near future. Her voice is very powerful, and it needs to be heard again. Eddie Eagle teaches this every town. Stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. That's teaching
Brilliant.
Gun safety to children. And they do it to music that kids understand. And they teach millions of kids something you know nothing about. Back right after this with Lee Williams, the gun writer.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Hey, I got a great website for you to check out, Conservative Black Chick. Go check it out. You'll enjoy it. I've seen a lot of fun stuff there. And apparently Hillary Clinton was overheard at a liquor store discussing being very concerned about Jeb Bush. My response to everything is this the best we got? Is a Clinton-Bush matchup? Good Lord. Before we go any further with Lee Williams, the gun writer down in Sarasota, great stuff. You've got to read his work. I have to send you to USCCA on air. I do it every day. You know I'm going to do it. I'm going to go there live with you, see if there's anything new on there that I didn't tell you about yesterday. Nope. Still the $27 promotional gig. What if I can't reach my gun in time? Go check it out. Go check it out. USCCA on air. Lee Williams, let's go back to you real quick. I want to cover one thing, and that's Lynn Russell. You know, she and her husband are alive today because of a firearm. The left, the gun grabbers, the haters are silent. Nothing. Not a peep. My reasoning is they can't say anything because there's literally no way to spin the truth when it is staring you right in the face. There's no way to spin your way out of this for them. Yes or no?
I agree completely. She's lucky to be alive, she and her husband. A valorous act, a firearm saved their lives. I wonder if she was out about owning guns when she was at CNN.
That's interesting, isn't it? You could really dig deep into this one. But
yeah,
it has silenced. It literally has silenced the opposition. Another thing, I want to move to some local stuff. You do some amazing work, and with the last few minutes that we have here, you've been working on what, as I've been reading through this and trying to follow it, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a little complicated, and that's the ammo and the lead. What in the world is going on?
We have 9 gun ranges in the state that are public owned. They're operated by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They're state-owned gun ranges that are open to the public. The busiest one is about 30 minutes from Sarasota. It's a Webb Range located south of here in Charlotte County. You come down, I'll take you there. It's a nice facility. They generate tons of brass each year. Literally, the one at Reb, the range at Webb will see 100,000 plus shooters every year. It generates tons of brass. I got tipped that two of the guys in the state chain of command there, the chief range officer and his boss, who oversees Webb and two other ranges, were taking this brass, either recycling it and keeping the money, taking it to a scrapyard and keeping the money, or trying to sell it to reloaders, because reloaders will pay twice what they'll get at a scrapyard. And there were signs, they're still up, at the range that said brass recycled in these bins will help fund the Florida Youth Hunt Program. Well, you know, if you're into reloading and you see that sign, you're going to donate your brass. I know you. You're going to put your brass in the bin. It's for the kids, right? Well, that was a lie. It was going to two guys. They were pocketing money, tens and thousands of dollars, probably more, a practice that we've linked in my investigation that goes back for 8 years. Well, I called the FWC executive director, Nick Wiley. He's a good guy. He's a hunter. He's a shooter. He oversees FWC. He did the right thing. He stepped up. He asked his inspector general to investigate it. The inspector general is going crazy. He's going whole hog on it. He wants criminal charges. They've interviewed everybody involved. We expect criminal charges in a week or two. They were using a convicted felon as kind of their bag man to haul ammo around. I got onto the story because we've got a couple of great guys here in Sarasota. They operate Amendment 2 Armory, which is a reloading firm. They bought 4 or 5 times from these guys, not knowing that it was stolen brass coming from the public. The minute they found out about it, they called me and we kind of set up a sting where we monitored it with cameras. And sure enough, the convicted felon comes in with 6 or 7 5-gallon pails and Rubbermaid containers, wanted a heck of a lot of money for it. But it's ongoing, and it's kind of weird when my investigative reporting and my love for guns collide, but that's exactly what's happened here. And so far, we've done about 7 stories on it, and we're going to keep going. And like I said, I expect arrests in a couple months. Both, one of the guys involved was fired. The other one resigned the minute I started asking questions. But it's an ongoing story, and yeah, it is difficult to figure out.
It's tough to follow, but it's fascinating. I'm looking forward to seeing this thing through and talking with you about it on the Sunday Monster broadcast in the next couple of 3 weeks when you have some time. This is the kind of stuff that people kind of gloss over and they don't understand, that all of this is tied overall to our right to bear arms. All of it.
Right.
And people overlook it. They like to look at the juicy stuff, and they fail to get really down into the nitty gritty. You know, I got a suggestion for your your love for investigative journalism and your love for guns. I love that. I love the way that came out. Can I make a suggestion to you?
Absolutely.
Why don't you move to Newark, New Jersey, and take a job with, say, like the Newark Daily Star, and try to fix those people up there? Would you be willing to do that?
No, because I'd have to leave all my guns here. I worked out of Delaware. If I would have driven across, if I would have put all my guns in the back of the truck, well, it wouldn't have fit, and drove across the bridge into New Jersey, I would have been committing about God knows how many thousand felonies.
It's just insanity. It really is insanity. I got to tell you, I took you up on that offer. I am going to take you up on that offer. And here's the fun part about that. All you folks listening up in New York and New Jersey, we have a lot of listeners up in that area. I want to tell you this. I'm going to put 3 or 4 of my custom AR-15s into the bed of my pickup truck and a whole bunch of pistols. And I don't know, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 rounds of ammunition. And I'm going to head south legally with, what does the left call it? An arsenal.
Yes.
Arsenal. I'm going to take an arsenal with me and have an absolute blast with you and violate no law doing it. It's great to live in a free state. And I got to tell you, you know, we are winning this battle, Lee. It doesn't seem like it when the mainstream media constantly drives home the Brady campaign's narrative and every town for gun grab, liar, money grubber, Shannon, what's her face, Watson, the Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way.
We call that mom narrative. Demanding attention down here.
Yeah, there you go. Mom's demanding attention. Here's what I love. I'm going to direct people to you right now, and that is the Gun Writer. Just go to thegunwriter.com. You will see everything Lee has written. You can follow the blog, everything. Put it on your favorites list. There are journalists, investigative award-winning journalists like Lee, who actually support your right to keep and bear arms. And he doesn't just talk about it. There's pictures of him doing it. He lives
the
life.
More on the site tomorrow.
Good. That's beautiful stuff, and people need to see it. We have millions of people that listen to this program via radio, device in their hands, podcast. I think we're just now at about close to 3 million podcast individual downloads through May already. So there's a lot of people hearing this, and please head out to thegunwriter.com and support the people that are writing in support of you and your rights. And I like to say this when you're on the program. I'll close it with you. Normally it's the introduction. And you can see this on Lee's site. But Lee, the gun writer, can't remember a time in his life when he wasn't shooting. Before becoming a journalist, Lee served in the Army and worked as a police officer. He's earned a dozen National Journalism Awards as a reporter and 3 Medals of Valor as a cop. He's an NRA-certified law enforcement firearms instructor. He's an avid tactical shooter, as you can tell, and he's a training junkie. When he's not busy doing the investigative journalism work that you just heard him say he loves for the Sarasota Herald Tribune, he is usually shooting his AKs, XD, and CZs. If you don't run into him at a local gun range, you can visit his site at thegunwriter.com and find out how to get a hold of him and thank him for what he's doing. He's the real deal. Lee, thank you for joining Armed American Radio today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program, my friend, and I'm looking forward to throwing some lead down range with you very, very soon.
Thanks, brother. You got an open invitation.
The Gun Writer. How cool is that? Lee Williams, Sarasota, thegunwriter.com. He's got your back. Support him. Read his stuff. Spread it. Tweet it. Facebook it. Share it everywhere. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. I'm Mark Walters. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.